Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Base Show, South Base Spotlight, on October 30th, 2014. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we're very proud of that. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages. It's all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing well, Joe. You'll have to excuse me. I'm a little hoarse from being out at an event last night where I think I talked for like 3 hours straight.
Okay.
It was the Shop Local South Bay Business Mavericks.
Yes.
Gala and Grant Awards, Heidi Putzine, and it was a terrific, terrific event.
I understand Heidi puts on a great show.
She really does, and everybody was there. The Mixagogo people, they won one of the Grant Awards. Mm-hmm. As did John Post and another company, I believe, called CMT, all local companies getting a little step up. Academy of Foreign Languages was in the house as well.
Okay.
And a gentleman came up and introduced himself to me, and he's one of my competitors in Dancing with the South Bay Stars.
Oh, yes. We need to know more about Dancing with the South Bay Stars. We have to talk about that.
Yeah, that's down the road.
But... of course, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Everyone has gone pink this month, in the month of October, and we're doing one more show. We've got 2 days. We're going to do one more show about the struggle and the triumph and the success. And Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Dr. Sabrina Quinney, Tiffany Friedman, and Adrian Slaughter. Dr. Quinney is a chiropractor who recently opened up her own private practice in Redondo Beach. Her passion is providing the South Bay community with the best chiropractic care, with an emphasis on family wellness and women's health issues. In addition to chiropractic, she has a breast thermography clinic that focuses on safe early breast cancer detection. Breast thermography is a non-radiation and holistic screening tool that gives women peace of mind through early detection. Dr. Quinney has had family members that have gone through the struggles of breast cancer and understands the severity of detecting cancer before it manifests into something detrimental. Her goal as a chiropractor and breast thermography physician is to educate as many people towards optimal health. Tiffany Friedman is the proprietor of Hot Yogi, located in the North End of Manhattan Beach. Given that her mother and grandmother had dance studios, it should come as no surprise that Tiffany was dancing as soon as she could walk. Dancing led to gymnastics, which led to a professional career as an entertainer. She discovered Bikram yoga and found that it facilitated her various physical pursuits, including triathlons, and helped during rehab when she had injuries. In 2008, Tiffany purchased a Bikram yoga studio in Manhattan Beach and eventually created a new form of hot yoga she calls hot fusion. Hot fusion was born mixing a variety of styles like Bikram, Ashtanga, power, Pilates, and even martial arts. The studio also offers vinyasa, yin, and sculpting classes. Tiffany was diagnosed with an aggressive form of breast cancer in early 2014, and yoga has helped her tremendously during this fight. She is able to remain present and positive while undergoing treatment and thrilled to be able to practice and teach during chemotherapy. It has given her a new outlook on life and a unique way of seeing yoga. Now, Adrienne Slaughter is an active Formosa Beach resident. She's a two-time cancer survivor and has been an inspirational speaker since she was 16 years old. With a very uplifting website, www.adriennespeaking.com, she speaks professionally and is celebrating her fifth year of being breast cancer free and 33 and a half years of being cured of childhood bone cancer. All right, so as you mentioned earlier in the show, this is we're sliding in one last show on this topic. So, Sabrina, Tiffany, Adrienne, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
It's a very, very important topic. It's something that we're thrilled to be able to highlight, not just the struggle and not just the pain, but the triumph, the overcoming. And I think that that's what people really need to hear. I want to start with you, Adrienne. It's been a long, long road for you. Give us an overview of, as a motivational speaker, give us an overview of your core message.
Well, it's to smile, Joe. I share that we all have our negative days, our negative weeks. Our life might be stormy, thunderous. There might be lightning striking. There is a sun behind those clouds, and it may not come out today, it may not come out tomorrow, but that sun is going to shine again in our lives. And I ask people to, on their darkest days, which we all have, to try to remember that. My having had, rather been diagnosed with bone cancer when I was 14 years old, and having 1% chance of living, against all odds, I'm still around, and I truly believe a positive attitude has a lot to do with that. And another reason I'm smiling after breast cancer 5 years ago.
Right. Tiffany, it's a very physical activity. When I imagine or I think of people practicing yoga, I think of people that are hypersensitive of their bodies and very aware of their bodies and how they feel and the changes day to day. Tell us about your journey.
You know, I couldn't agree more. I think that's one of the reasons that I was able to find the lump on my own, is I just knew something wasn't right with my body. I wasn't sure what it was. I went in for a couple of different appointments for different things, and then finally a lump, you know, basically appeared, and it was about the size of a BB. And, you know, then I went and had it worked up. But yoga does make you hyper aware of what's going on and how healthy you are and how healthy you feel. So that's one of the reasons I'm such a big proponent of it.
In what ways, just to continue that, because it is such a powerful technology, I mean, most people kind of know, but I don't think many people are as aware as I am, because it's one of my favorite stats. I would say 90% of all professional sports teams, baseball, basketball, football, especially football players, practice some form of yoga. I mean, stretching, every kid knows that you stretch before you an athletic performance. What I think has happened in major sports is that they've acknowledged that a flexible athlete is an athlete that may not be injured as easily. So it's mandatory for football players. And, you know, you think of it, funnily with these huge guys practicing
right.
yoga.
It's one of my favorite things to have a big guy come into my class, and we have lots of professional athletes, and you see how important it becomes, you know, at that level, at the professional level. But, you know, yoga really is for everyone. And, you know, professionals absolutely practice because it does have that mind-body connection. And so you are more aware of your body. You're more aware of how your body moves in space. But being flexible absolutely can prevent injuries. You know, when you're tight, it's so much easier to snap something. And, you know, snapping is never a good thing.
No,
you know?
No.
So we definitely, you know, want to keep ourselves pliable. It's funny, I have a niece who just turned one the other day. And my daughter had her, you know, and she was playing with her legs. And she was like, look at how her legs move. You know, it's all this juicy cartilage. And, you know, her joints are so juicy. And as we age, one of my favorite teachers who's, you know, 86 years old says, you know, I'm feeling a little beef jerky today. So it might be a long day. So we want to keep ourselves a little more juicy rather than beef jerky as we age. So that's a wide of practice.
That is definitely my motto. Be juicy.
Yes, I say it all the time. Juicy joints. Let's keep ourselves juicy.
Okay. Dr. Sabrina Quinnan, we talk about the technology and the hope. I mean, the hope, obviously, you know, Susan G. Komen, they're going for a cure. There's no question. There's no, you know, hesitancy. They just say it out front, outright, we're going for a cure. But what you have is a technology that a lot of people are not aware of. Can you talk about the technology and what you do as a chiropractor to help women with breast cancer?
Yeah, so just looking at the statistics, having breast cancer affecting women, 1 in 8 today, I thought it'd be a disservice knowing about breast mammography and not providing it for the women in the South Bay. Breast mammography is a safe, non-radiation screening tool that aids in the early detection of breast cancer. So I use a high-tech infrared camera to detect small, minute changes in the breast tissue. But in order to understand how breast mammography works, I want to talk a little bit about how cancer prevails in the breast tissue. So cancer needs nutrients in order to survive, and the very first thing that it grabs a hold of are the blood vessels. So when I'm looking at the blood vessels with my infrared camera, I see that the blood vessels become more apparent because it goes through an extensive process called neoangiogenesis, meaning that it makes more brand new blood vessels. And then when we stress the body and we cool the body down, it has an inability to constrict, so we see that these blood vessels become more apparent. So when I'm taking pictures of the breast, I do see people with a high risk for breast cancer have an increased vascularity or increased blood vessels in their breast tissue.
I think most people understand, at least at a rudimentary level, cancer is a cell that's gone crazy, a cell that does not want to die, and then it's you know, multiplying out of control. And this is something you can see with your sensitive equipment.
Yes, definitely. It's thermography is used as an adjunct to mammography, so we're basically looking at those blood vessels. But it's different than mammography in the sense that there isn't any radiation. So it's just a picture. It's very safe. Even pregnant and nursing mothers can take pictures of their breast. There isn't any smashing. Like I'm using the term smashing loosely, but
we all know what that is.
So with mammography, you're adding an equivalent of about 50 pounds of pressure on the breast tissue. And then also with thermography, I'm including the axilla or the underarm. So this is basically looking at where most of the lymph nodes drain into the breast through the underarm. So I'm taking pictures of that as well, whereas unlike mammography, you're only taking the breast tissue and you're not including the lymph nodes in the underarm.
I see.
And I want to mention this. I've heard of this from a couple of women friends of mine that are from Europe. They've been using thermography in Europe for years, And not that long ago, a friend of mine, we were talking about it, and she said, yeah, I don't know why they don't have this technology here yet. Everybody in Europe is using it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, now, I don't know. It's an upcoming technology. It's still not, and mammography is the primary screening tool, but thermography is a great way of screening for early detection.
Is thermography, is it covered by most insurance plans?
You know, since it is not very apparent yet, it's not covered by insurance plans, but I'm sure in the future that once it gets a little bit more headway, I think that it will be.
I understand.
And I think every woman here today will say, hey, if I can go in and not get my breast smashed and get a little look at it, you know, we would do it. Every year, I cringe at having to go and do that.
And no radiation, right?
Yeah.
And no radiation.
Right.
Exactly. And one of the other things that I want to point out is that when you are getting a mammogram, they also tell you that if you have dense breast tissue, that you might have an inaccurate reading because it basically can't take an accurate picture of your breast tissue, which can lead to a lot of false positives. And with thermography, we can look at any type of breast tissue, and we can detect many different pathologies of the breast, not just breast cancer.
Right. And of course, many people have heard of magnetic resonance imaging, which is a MRI, which is a very high-tech form of imaging the body and soft tissues, but it's also very expensive. And so that's why we don't often see MRIs for a breast exam, because it's a very expensive. You wouldn't want to do that on a regular basis as a screening, but it's also very, very, very accurate. You see very detailed images of living soft tissues, and yet it's not done on a regular basis because of the expense. Hopefully, the expense of MRIs will come down, and then, of course, this thermography is a new technology that is very common in Europe. Hopefully, it will be more common here.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's another tool in the toolbox.
Right.
Yes, very much so. And it is affordable for women to do, even without health insurance.
Well, we have the doctor in the house. What are the costs?
During Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we do run specials. Normally, it's $325 to take 6 full images, thermal images of the breast, and then also a report. A detailed report. And then you can also take your images to your primary care physician so that they can assess the thermal images as well.
Okay. So it's $325. That's not terribly expensive relative to perhaps if you have an HSA, a health savings account, you can use that for just about any health expense. And this one certainly apply, and it does not have to be approved by your insurance to be able to use the HSA. That's where you put money that is pre-tax money from your paycheck into an account for health related expenses.
Yes, exactly. That would be one of the ways to definitely go getting the tax.
Right.
I've got one of those, Joe.
Yes, I remember you saying.
I love it.
John often says, "Jackie, use your HSA."
Yeah. It was something I had to get used to doing, because it's coming out of paychecks into it. It's like it's a debit card,
right?
You know, and anytime I go to my chiropractor or to the doctor or to pick up prescription, whatever,
right.
Now I can just whip it out. It's
prepaid.
I'm like, here you go.
It's your money. It's to be spent. They do things you spend it on. If you go to the racetrack with that money, you might have trouble. But
Uh-oh.
There are fewer and fewer racetracks, so we don't have to worry about that. Oh, my God. I loved Hollywood Park, but we don't want to talk about that. When Adrian, when you go out on a speaking engagement, you have a prosthetic limb. How does that impact? How does that impact your speaking engagement activities?
Well, it doesn't. I am more active than those two-legged people, and excuse my bluntness. I work out almost every day. I play tennis. I rock climb. I even danced in the Rio de Janeiro Carnival in 2007.
Right. Right.
So physically, it doesn't limit me at all. I bring it up, of course, in my talks, and always add some positive, fun notes to it. Joe, I know this doesn't really deal with you. You don't shave your legs, but for us women, see, I only have to shave one leg. I add that as, and I have a leg up on most women on that aspect. And there are lots of positives. So I definitely bring up the fact that, hey, I had 1% chance of living. I was actually a tournament tennis player in the state of Georgia, and was ranked, predicted to be top 10 in the South, and turned professional in the next 2 or 3 years when there was a pain in my knee on the tennis court in a junior varsity match. And thank goodness we went to a wonderful doctor, and I was actually in surgery 2 weeks after the first pain in my knee. And while that's awfully fast, there was something that was faster, and that was that tumor, Joe, because it spread 6 inches from Friday afternoon to Monday morning before surgery.
Wow.
And that's why they had to amputate. But, heck, I was in such great shape from the tournament tennis. You know, physical therapy began quickly. I began radiation therapy to my lungs because that's where tonsil bone cancer metastasizes. And wanted to bring this up real quickly is the cause of my breast cancer I was diagnosed with in 2009 was, the doctors know today, from that radiation therapy that helped save my life 33 years ago.
Wow.
It's one of I read the Steve Jobs biography, and one of the most poignant moments in the biography is because the author Walter Isaacson was had full access to Steve while he was living to talk about the biography. Steve wanted the biography released after his death, and he talks about how he wishes he had gone for more aggressive sort of standard treatment. He had delayed standard treatment for quite a long time, seeking other more holistic types of treatment. And he poignantly says, "I wish I had just gone and done what they thought I should do based on modern science."
Wow.
We need to do a commercial break here.
Yes.
We're running a little behind here. Great conversation, but we got to thank the sponsors, man. They're paying for this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a great discussion about breast cancer awareness, and we're talking about three great guests. I hope you'll join us. If you'd like to contribute, please call in, and if you have a comment or question, it's 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. But right now, Jackie, as you say, we have to thank a sponsor. Who are we going to thank?
Joe, it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011. And that would be our sponsor for the day. And I actually want to pick up where you left off, Joe, about Steve Jobs. And I see this across the board. For whatever reason, in my experience, men don't seek out medical attention the way women do. I see this on a daily basis. You know, I train in mixed martial arts. And that's a discipline where you get beat up all the time. It's not unusual for people, you know, to get their noses broken, black eyes, you know, broken ribs, stuff like that. And I have guys that are in some have some physical condition from doing what they do, and they just refuse to go to a doctor. And it makes me crazy. It makes me crazy. And one of the somebody that I admired so much, a writer, Vince Flynn. I don't know if any of you are familiar with him, but he had a great series of books. He kind of burst onto the scene about, I don't know, 15 years ago. And he's a writer, right? So he sits all day at his desk and he writes. Well, he started having pain every time he sat down. And he lived in pain for 2 years before he decided to go to a doctor. And by the time they got to him, he was like stage 4 prostate cancer. He died within like 8 months. And I saw him on an interview. I saw him on an interview on one of the cable stations, and he was talking about it. He's like, yeah, I could, every time I sit down, I was in so much pain. I'm sitting there listening to him. You know, this is while he's going through treatment. And I'm looking at him going, why didn't you go to the doctor at the first sign of pain? And I see this all the time. I don't know. Do any of you know any women that are like that? Because I don't.
You know, not as many. I think women are very aware of their bodies, and they want to know when something's going on, what's happening. And they'll talk not only to you and to four of their other friends, but, you know, they will go out and seek help. And, you know, I have to say, I really want to urge anyone who's listening, early detection is absolutely key. I love, you know, hearing that there are other technologies besides, you know, radiating and smashing the breast, because if you have a family history of breast cancer, the chances are, it's a 50-50 chance. If someone in your family has, you know, been diagnosed, 50-50 chance that you have that gene that causes breast cancer. And as you said earlier, 1 in 8 women are going to, you know, be diagnosed with some form of this disease. So it's so important to, you know, A, feel your breasts and make sure you know what they feel like and feel for anything happening there, and 2, to make sure you have regular screenings, and, you know, less radiation is absolutely better. And then 3, the biggest point I want to make is, when this happened to me, you know, my grandmother passed away from breast cancer when I was 2 years old. She was 45. I found the lump on my just a day after my 44th birthday. So I was very scared, very aggressive form of breast cancer, and much like Adrienne said, cancer moves very quickly, so you got to, you know, be ahead of the curve as well. My husband's a doctor, and being a yoga practitioner, you know, I tend to go holistic, nutritional, all these other things. My husband looked at me and he said, we are going to do what the survivors do. We're going to look at the data. We're going to go to the experts, and we're going to say, you tell me what the survivors do, and that's what I do. And it's the best advice I could give anyone, is just do those things. And, you know, cancer, especially breast cancer, it's one of the most survivable cancers. And you can live without your breasts. You know, you unfortunately can't live without a liver or, you know, lungs. And you know, as Adrienne knows, you can't live with bone cancer. It has to be eradicated. So, you know, we are fortunate that we have put a lot of money behind this, and there is so much technology out there, and that you can survive this, and you can thrive.
This question my wife and I talk about often. Her father's mother had breast cancer, or actually she had a couple of different forms of cancer, but one, including breast cancer. And so she has a history in her family. She thinks about it often. She did have about 2 years ago, she had thyroid cancer. She had her thyroid removed, and she's very healthy now. But we talk about, from her perspective, my wife's perspective, what Angelina Jolie did. And it's just the most difficult thing for my wife to contemplate. So I'm going to start with you, Dr. Sabrina Quinina.
Quinini.
Let's talk about the fear. Tiffany mentioned it, and let's talk about what women can do to work through that. This it is a very emotional part of the body for men and for women.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you can live without your breasts, so many women and so many men have such an identifying sort of emotional attachment to that part of the body.
Yeah, there's a lot of psychological stress that comes along with, especially if somebody has a predisposition for cancer in their family, to have all this. What I like about breast mammography is instead of waiting until you're 50 and getting a mammogram, or 40 if you have a predisposition for cancer, what I want to do is at 25 years old, when the breasts are fully developed, take a baseline picture of your breasts, and then monitor changes every year, every 3 years, depending on the prognosis of what we see in the pictures. And so that if any pathological changes happen in the future, we can detect that right away. The Angelina Jolie thing, if we had something like this in place, if she knew about something like this, then she wouldn't have to take that radical step. In removing her breast tissue. So instead of going a radical approach, take a more preventative screening approach.
Just for those, I don't think any women don't know, maybe some don't, but men may not know that Angelina Jolie, beautiful woman, movie star, at the first sign of breast cancer, and she does have a family history of breast cancer. She decided to have her breasts removed entirely, a radical mastectomy. And it's been something that has been in the news. Some people were very supportive of her. Some people called her a little bit wacky. And, of course, it was her choice to say, I'm afraid, I'm scared, I have a history. The doctors tell me if I do this, I have, better chances statistically. I'm going for it because I want to live, because she has, her children and
she
her life.
She has 24 kids or something.
Yeah.
Right. She's got a whole bunch of kids she's got to take care of.
I think that you may have one or two more than she has, but you're right. She has a life that she very, very, very much wants to be a part of for many, many years. And so she took the most radical form of treatment that is available, I think.
Well,
I'm going to
So I just want to interject, and some of this story, right?
Mm.
6 years ago, a first cousin of mine, one of my closest cousins, was diagnosed with a breast cancer. I guess she had a lumpectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little ways down the road, she had one breast removed. Mm-hmm. And a little ways down the road further, she had a second breast removed. And then it got into her liver and her spine. And she died about 3 years ago. And not long after she died, her sister was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And did the same thing. And she just died last month. And I'm not in any position to say anything, but the only women I know that have survived breast cancer are the ones that have gone in and had the radical double mastectomy. I know women in their 80s that have survived it. And to me, there is just no question that at the slightest sign, you do that. And by the way, with plastic surgery today, chances are you'll come out with an even better set of tatas than you went in with.
Mm-hmm. Right? That is so true.
I can second that, Jackie. I do.
Yeah. I've never been through it, so I can't, you know, say anything, but I am saying something because that's right. What I'm doing. Anyway. Right. So.
Well, I'm 5 weeks post-op from a radical double mastectomy and lymph node removal, and I have to say that, you know, it's what you do. You have to understand that if you have the BRCA gene, which Angelina Jolie has and I have, your chances of developing breast cancer are, you know, basically you might as well say, yes, you're going to have breast cancer. And, you know, and not only do we have the genetics, but, you know, a lot of something that we don't talk about is our nutrition. You know, that's something that just feeds cancer. You know, we have most of us have a higher sugar diet than has ever been present in this, you know, world before. And it's one of the reasons that we have more breast cancer. They're also studying proteins and you know, all sorts of different nutritional reasons that we have an increase of all different types of cancers. So you do, like I said, you do what the survivors do. The survivors do a radical double mastectomy. They do an oophorectomy, which is removing the ovaries because you have a higher chance of getting ovarian cancer. And once those things are out of the picture, then, you know, your chances for having, you know, a good and healthy cancer-free life are greater. You know, there's no guarantees, but, you know, it takes that, it gives you peace of mind. Mm-hmm. You know, once my ovaries are removed, I will have the peace of mind of not worrying, oh my gosh, I have a pain in my, you know, abdomen. Is it ovarian cancer? Mm-hmm. And, you know, going back to what your wife is speaking about, if you, you know, it was my paternal grandmother, my father's mother who passed away. And we often think, you know, that the genetic chain follows the maternal side, but it doesn't. Our genes come from both parents. If you have any breast cancer in your family, whether they had other types of cancers, and typically you are more susceptible to cancers of all kinds if you have this particular wonderful gene. But, you know, again, this is something, it doesn't mean, oh, doom and gloom. It means you have the awareness. You have now the knowledge. We have wonderful technology. So none of this has to be a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I understand a lot of people looked at Angelina Jolie and said, oh my gosh, I can't believe you would do that. I am so grateful to her for doing that because I think I would have been much more afraid of doing a double mastectomy. When they said to me, if you have the gene, you're going to do a double mastectomy, I probably would have been much more scared had I not seen her gorgeous figure at the Academy Awards.
Right.
She was wearing that gorgeous low-cut dress, and I thought, you know, I'm not looking at her. She doesn't look deformed or anything. You know, like you said, the miracles of plastic surgery are awesome. I even knowing that, she, you know, she had a beautiful chest, I didn't know what it looked like underneath that. And, you know, I was still scared after having my surgery. I had a wonderful surgeon, South Bay surgeon, Michael Newman. They're perfect.
Oh, the same. Fantastic.
You know, he's amazing. So it's not something to be afraid of. It's just something you go and you do it and you move on. Mm-hmm. And you tell other people, hey, don't be afraid. Adrienne is awesome. She spoke at an event when I was initially diagnosed and I was standing in the crowd and they said, okay, we welcome all survivors to come up on stage and, you know, share how many birthdays it's been since you're diagnosed. And mm-hmm. I wasn't going to go on stage. I had just been diagnosed. I wasn't a survivor. In my mind, I wasn't a survivor. Mm-hmm. And my sister said, get up there. What are you doing? So I went up and I think I cried through the entire thing. And then I went over and stood next to Adrienne holding a banner and walked around the MiraCosta football track. I bawled the entire time, and Adrienne just sat there and talked to me, and I have to tell you, she is amazing. She just has this positive spirit. You cannot imagine a more shining, amazing, wonderful being. So if you have a chance to hear her speak or have a chance to have her speak, she's truly amazing.
Wow.
Oh, thank you, Tiffany.
You're welcome.
I've got to add, you made me stronger by seeing you and what you were going through. it reminded me of, you know, when I first went through it and I was 14 years old. Hmm. So you're, you know, again, you still had a smile on your face. You're still smiling and, you know, keep it up. You're doing wonderfully.
Adrian, did you say that you had the same physician that Tiffany had, Dr. Neiman?
I did. He was a plastic surgeon and was phenomenal. And I have to stick in the name of Dr. Melanie Friedlander, who actually
me too
performed the double mastectomy. And she's a local here in Hermosa Beach. Dr. Neiman is a local here in Hermosa Beach. And they are two of, if not the two best in the business.
Mm. I agree.
Cancer removal and plastic surgery.
Tiffany, what you were saying about the process with the, you know, having your ovaries removed as well.
Yes.
A very good friend of mine, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. She had the double mastectomy and she had the, is it a full-on hysterectomy? Is that what you call it?
Well, it depends. Some, you know, if there are tumors present, then you do have to have a hysterectomy. But
she's very aggressive. She's very aggressive. And she went and she had the whole thing done. And she is at 4.5 years of being cancer free.
Awesome.
And nice. she, I mean, that 5-year mark is so important. And so I'm going to be holding her hand for the next 6 months because she's like walking on eggshells. She's like, I'm four and a half years. So, yeah.
That's so huge. And, you know, again, just we are so blessed to be in a community where we do have so many wonderful people. Dr. David Chan is the expert. I mean, he literally wrote the book on breast cancer. He's right over there in Redondo Beach at Cancer Care. He's amazing. He not only, you know, just is on top of the latest research, but he is just the most kindest, most calm person. His staff is awesome. I mean, there are so many great treatment facilities here in the South Bay. And they walk you through, you know, from the Pollack Breast Imaging Center. They have women there who, you know, basically hold your hand through this whole thing. And, you know, it's scary and it's the weirdest thing you'll ever imagine. You're in the Pollack Center waiting to get your, you know, results from a lumpectomy or, you know, whatever you have. And they walk you through. They hand you a bad news briefcase, but they say, you know what, the good news is it's survivable, and we're going to walk you through every step of the way, and you're going to go see this specialist, and then you're going to see this specialist. And that's exactly who they referred me to is, you know, Dr. Chan for the oncology and for, you know, going through chemotherapy, and then absolutely Melanie Friedlander, surgeon, amazing. She is so, so amazing. And then partnered with Dr. Michael Neiman, they all work so well together. And the communication between these offices is so important so that they know where you are, what you can handle, how quickly they can get you from chemo into surgery, you know, and all these things, there's timing there. And, you know, I was so fortunate in my pathology when they did the surgery, there was no cancer left.
Right.
None. And that's, you know, it's peace of mind. So, you know, tell your wife, hey, go and get this screening. It's $350, but it's peace of mind. And, you know, you're not exposing yourself to radiation. They had the hardest time finding my lump because of where it was. It's on the side.
Mm.
So it's hard to see in mammograms.
Right.
But I could feel it, and I knew it wasn't right. And that's
right.
The reason I kept pursuing this. And, you know, it had traveled to my lymph nodes, which was why I was doing postures where my knee goes in my armpit and it didn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned my favorite teacher, Emmy Cleaves, who's 86 years old and still practices. Whenever I would say to her, hey, Emmy, I'm having pain, she's like, ah, you're so lucky. Pain is the greatest teacher.
Pain and, is the greatest teacher.
Yeah. And I was like, no, you don't get it. It hurts. She's like, yes. When something hurts, figure it out. You know, go. Then you have to figure out what's going on with your body, whether you have to, you know, go to and see the doctor or change whatever it is you're doing. Hmm. Doc, it hurts when I do this. Doc will say, don't do that. It's an old doctor joke from like the 50s and 60s.
Joe, yeah. This show is just flying by, so
I've
got to get to Weekend Guide here.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Okay, the South Bay by Jackie Weekend Guide is brought to you by Rockin' Brews PCH, Rock & Brews PCH is proud to serve an extensive menu of casual American comfort food and over 100 craft beers in their family-friendly backstage beer garden at the beach. Now you can get all your favorite Rock & Brews menu items, such as Asian spicy wings and the Maui Waui pizza, to go. Call in your order or stop by on the way home, and it'll be ready in minutes. In addition, Rock & Brews is making party planning fun and easy with its new catering menu. Rock & Brews PCH is conveniently located at the crossroads of Pacific Coast Highway and Palos Verdes Boulevard and has plenty of on-site parking. For all the details, visit the website at rockandbrews.com or call 310-378-4970. Okay, this is the annual Halloween issue, Joe.
Yes.
Manhattan Village presents Fright Night at the Village on Thursday, October 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. The night before Halloween, ghosts and goblins will enjoy trick-or-treating, a costume contest, costume characters, goodies, magic, arts, and crafts at the third annual Fright Night. The event also features a spooktacular puppet show. This fun-filled family event is free and no registration is required. For additional information, you can visit the website at www.shopmanhattanvillage.com or call 310-546-5555. Manhattan Village Mall is located at 3200 Sepulveda Boulevard in Manhattan Beach. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is hosting a Halloween Business Connection Lunch on Friday, October 31st from noon to 1:30 p.m. at the Manhattan Beach Marriott. Everyone is welcome to attend for some chills and thrills while making new business connections. There will even be a prize for the best dressed. Price of admission is $25 for members and $35 for non-members. For additional information and to register for the lunch, visit the website at ManhattanChamber.com. And the Manhattan Beach Marriott is located at 1400 Parkview Avenue in Manhattan Beach. The City of El Segundo Recreation and Parks Department presents the 2013 Halloween Frolic and Haunted Stroll on Friday, October 31st. This popular annual event takes place in the 3 and 400 blocks of Main Street between 4 and 7 p.m. and features live entertainment, food vendors, and fun for the whole family. A costume contest sponsored by the El Segundo Kiwanis Club begins at 4:30, and all ages are encouraged to participate. Winners will be announced, and prizes will be awarded following each age group competition. The El Segundo Women's Club is sponsoring a pumpkin carving contest. Entries are due at the judging area by 5 p.m., and prizes will be awarded to the most original, scariest, funniest, and best overall. While admission to the event is free, unlimited use of the games and bounce houses is $8 per child. For additional information, you can call 310-524-2700 or visit the website at www.elsegundo.org. The City of Lawndale presents a Halloween haunt on Friday, October 31st from 4 to 8 p.m. at Lawndale Civic Center Plaza. The event features a haunted mansion, costume contest, arts and crafts, games, jumpers, and DJ Ed spinning spooky tunes. A reptile show will offer children an up-close and hands-on opportunity to learn about snakes, iguanas, lizards, and other reptiles. Ooh, creepy. The costume contest is always a big hit, and prizes will be awarded to the winners in four different age divisions. There'll be food vendors, popcorn, other refreshments. This is a free event and tons of fun for the whole family. For additional information, visit the website at www.lawndalecity.org. Lawndale Civic Center Plaza is located at 14700 Burren Avenue in Lawndale. The annual Riviera Village Halloween Trick-or-Treat takes place, again, Friday, from 4 to 6 p.m. this year. The event attracts thousands of children each year to participate in a safe, fun Halloween ritual. Catalina Avenue will be closed to traffic from Avenue I to Palos Verdes Boulevard to accommodate the trolling hordes. Music, face painting, and other entertainment will be on tap throughout the village, and local shops will be handing out candy and other treats, as I said, from 4 to 6 p.m. So for more information on that, visit the website at www.rivieravillage.org. And make note of that time, because it used to be 4 to 8 that the stores would be giving out candy. It's now only 4 to 6, so you don't want to get there late. Hmm. And then this Friday, October 31st, is the final cruise at the beach for the season. All the fun gets underway at 4 p.m., and the theme this week, you guessed it, is Halloween. Prizes will be awarded at 6 p.m. to the best-dressed people and cars. The evening also features trivia, trophies, and a raffle. This is at Ruby's Diner, located at 245 North Harbor Drive in Redondo Beach. And that's the last one for the season, all right, the cruise at the beach. Mm-hmm. Baleen presents the second annual Balloween Costume Party, a Pirate's Night for Ye. On Friday, the fun begins at 9:30 with DJ Dean and live music by Arnie Vilches and Friends. The evening features an all-night happy hour, drink specials, and more. A costume contest for the best dressed pirate and the best dressed pirate couple will take place in the Bailey and Lounge, with the first place winner receiving a one-night stay at the Portofino Hotel and Marina and dinner for two at Bailey and Kitchen. Price of admission is only $5 per person. For additional information, call 310-379-8481 or visit the website at www.hotelportofino.com. And the Hotel Portofino is located at 260 Portofino Way in Redondo Beach. The big event this weekend, Barry Bly Productions is proud to present South Bay Scream on Friday at the Portofino Hotel and Yacht Club. The festivities get underway at 9 p.m. with the South Bay's fiercest DJ spinning the hottest club and dance tunes. The celebration includes multiple dance floors, performance artists, tarot card readers, scary creatures, lighting and visual effects. They have covered self-parking and more. Costumes are required and guests must be at least 21 to attend. It's the biggest Halloween party in the South Bay and everybody will be there. Advanced pre-sale tickets are only $44.99 per person and all sales are final. For additional information and ticket purchase, visit the website at www.southbayscream.com. Anyway, these are just a few of the events taking place this weekend, a few of the larger events. So be sure to check the calendar links and things to do page on my website, www.southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events happening throughout the South Bay. And tomorrow morning on the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, we'll be speaking with guest Patrick Maloney and I think a couple others about why having an attorney is crucial for your business. You can listen to tomorrow's show at 8 a.m., all right?
Excellent.
We got a big Halloween weekend coming up.
Right. It's very important if you're in business to have a good attorney and a good accountant.
Yes.
Very important. So let's get
info on everybody.
What I want to do. Let's get that info, and we'll start with you, Dr. Sabrina. I love your website, drsabrinadc.com. drsabrinadc.com. Tell us, give us your contact information.
Yeah, my phone number is 310-540-7766. And again, the website is www.drsabrinadc.com.
Right.
And where are you located? Where's your physical location?
On 1926 South Pacific Coast Highway, Suite 207, and it's in Redondo Beach. So the cross streets are PCH and Prospect.
Oh, okay. I know where that is.
And I have to say, if you go to drsabrinadc.com, drsabrinadc.com, there's a breast thermography button. You click on that, and you'll see some explicit photos. You'll see some explicit photos there.
Yes, you'll see an example of what we do, what kind of pictures that we'll take for you.
Absolutely. Wonderful. And now, Tiffany Friedman, tell us what your contact information, and already I see hot-yogi-mb.com. So give us your contact information.
Okay, I'm Tiffany Friedman, and I have, you know, most people say it hot. If you're French, you say haute.
Yeah.
And it's a yoga studio. We're currently on the corner of Rosecrans and Highland. And we do hot yoga, but I also work with small groups. I work with, you know, cancer patients. I want more people moving and getting to know their bodies. And just come, go to our website, come see me, look at me on Facebook, whatever you like.
Tiffany, I have to tell you, I recently took up yoga.
Yes.
And it has changed my life.
People say that all the time. It does. It's just
that
trigger that changes you.
I can't wait. I cannot wait to go to my classes. I love it. Yeah.
Awesome.
And that's hauteyogi-mb.com.
Yes, thank you.
Excellent. And now it's your turn, Adrienne. How do we get in touch with you?
Thank you, Joe and Jackie. My website is easy to remember. It's adriennespeaking.com.
Yes.
And that is A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E speaking.com. And on the website, you will see lists of previous speaking engagements, live video, actually quite recent video from a CBS to KCAL9 interview, and some newspaper articles, a recent one in the Beach Reporter actually a few weeks ago, some fun photos showing my active lifestyle, and then my email address, which is adrian@adrianspeaking.com, and my cell phone, 310-940-9200. I am very positive when it comes to my speaking, and I love to smile, and I say Adrian speaks with a smile. So I'd love to inspire and motivate any groups that you listeners may have. But I just want to add something real quick, Joe and Jackie, that how important it is for people to remember to get their mammograms and get those annual checkups, because they're our friends. And I'm alive today because of that, because of the early detection.
Mm-hmm. And Joe, I just have to mention, Adrian's not kidding about, I see her everywhere. Mm. I see her everywhere at different events and stuff. She's all over the place. Yeah.
There's a lot going on in the South Bay.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. And let's just also mention, Dr. Sabrina, that you did mention that you were running a breast thermography special through the end of the month. So today and tomorrow, everybody, if you want to check out this fairly, well, new technology to this country, she's running a special. So
right.
You got today and tomorrow to get in there.
All right. Right.
Yes, everybody has their sister or mother or daughter that needs to be screened. So
the whole family. The whole family should come in.
Yeah, the whole family.
Yeah, make it a girl.
Even then, too.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, you know, $1 a day. If you're going to get a screening not once a year, it's $1 a day. So it's very, very, very affordable. Wonderful show. I hope everyone gets a chance to hear this show. It is so positive, and it is so, we can beat this thing, and we're not going to be afraid. We're not going to be equivocal. We're going to take our power back. And I love that feeling and that message from the show. We're going to take our power back. Cancer is not going to define us. It's going to be a past event as soon as we've taken action, and that's wonderful. That's wonderful. What a great message. Have we left anything out, Tiffany?
Ah, gosh. I was just thinking that, you know, the one thing that my daughter, I'm so fortunate. I have a 14-year-old daughter, and when I was diagnosed and crying, much like Adrian lifted me up, my daughter was the one who came to me with a necklace. It was a key that said fight on it, and a friend of hers had given it to her. And she handed it to me, and it changed everything. And I was like, you know, yes. Fight. I know how to do that. So you're absolutely right. There's no reason to fear. You know, this is a survivable disease, but early detection is key. Listening to the experts is key. And you do what the survivors do, and we can absolutely have an amazing outcome. And you can go on and live just an amazing life, much like Adrian, and inspire others. It's amazing. So nothing to be afraid of.
Wow. You have a great daughter and a great husband.
And a great son. I got lots of greats.
Wow. Fabulous. And 5 weeks post-op.
5 weeks, yes.
5 weeks.
Yeah. Congratulations.
She's still teaching and practicing all through this.
Right.
And I'm going through radiation right now, so I'm almost done.
Wow. This is our message, and I hope more and more people get the message. Certainly, I hope more and more people hear this message. What a great show, Jackie! It's been a great month for us, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
It's been a great month, a great pink month, and we hope everyone hears this and benefits from it. Thank you so much, Dr. Sabrina. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Tiffany Friedman.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to meet all of you.
Thank you. And thank you, Adrian.
very welcome, Joe and Jackie. Appreciate being your guests.
All right. That's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. That's our show. Bye.